to know there's only one. Clear, concise news on the hour. WKCA Moorhead. CBS News Time. It's 8 o'clock.
CBS News Brief. Iran's drone and missile attack against Israel has the potential to escalate, something the Biden administration is trying to avoid.
The United States is really trying to keep Israel from the escalation risk that could happen here, really trying to keep them from making this into a wider regional war.
CBS's Margaret Brennan. Former President Trump's hush money trial begins in New York tomorrow. Political analyst Larry Sabato with what Trump's attorneys hope to do during jury selection.
The Trump team's challenge is to get one strong Trump supporter on the jury, someone who won't fold. Now, that's easier said than done.
The case involves payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels during Trump's first presidential campaign. Eight people have been shot in Chicago, Deputy Police Chief Don Jerome.
Upon arriving, they discovered multiple people shot on the block.
A seven-year-old girl was killed. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Such an attack, although we also understand that the president said to Mr. Netanyahu that the U.S. would not support any unilateral strikes on Iran.
The BBC's Lise Doucette in Jerusalem says Israel is by no means ready to relax.
Israeli airspace is now open and it's starting to open.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Hi, this is Kevin Anderson at First National Bank in Moorhead. I just wanted to take this opportunity to invite you to come out and see us. We're a full-service bank that can take care of any of your banking needs, whether it be one of our free checking accounts, a safe deposit box, or financing for a new car or home, or help with a commercial loan. First National Bank is the bank for you. As a lifelong resident of Round County, I'm proud to serve the people of this area. Come out and let me and my staff show you the advantages of First National Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good morning. With a look at news, I'm Chris Irwin. A Lexington man was arrested after allegedly striking someone with the backside of a hatchet. 33-year-old Montana Austin hit the victim in the head, causing life-threatening injuries after being hit. He was booked in the Fayette County Detention Center, charged with first-degree assault. A man is dead in Franklin County after a house fire. The man was pronounced dead at the scene, and officials are working to identify him. An autopsy has been scheduled with the results coming in 12 to 14 weeks. Officials say there are no further details, and the case remains under investigation. Yesterday morning, Moorhead Police hosted a fundraiser featuring the Armored Truck Challenge, designed to raise money for Round County Special Olympics. The fundraiser featured several teams comprised of community members competing who could pull the massive 20-ton truck to the finish line the fastest. The event raised over $1,500, and the Olympics will take place the first week of June at the Eastern Kentucky campus. And the plane carrying new UK head basketball coach Mark Pope and his family landed yesterday at Bluegrass Airport. Pope will be officially introduced to his fans at Rupp Arena today at 4:30. The event is open to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. It will also be televised on WLEX-TV and live-streamed on Facebook. That's been a look at some of the news, sports, and weather when we return.
There's always a large selection of late model cars, trucks, and SUVs, and so much more at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. Come see Brian, Everett, or Jesse today and save some money on your next vehicle. There's buy here, pay here options, and financing is available. Like they say, they tote the note and everybody rides at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. 601 Winchester Road across from CVS, just off the Mount Sterling Bypass. Open daily at 9 a.m. and closed on Sunday. Doug Dawson Motor Sales, 859-498-1300.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value, and that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh, store-made ground chuck is only $4.49 a pound. Large 40-ounce bottles of Our Family Vegetable Oil is specially priced for only $3.79. And the 31-ounce canister of Maxwell House Coffee is just $8.99. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
The weather was beautiful at Kroger Field for this year's UK Blue-White Spring Game. The main thing the Big Blue Nation wanted to see was new quarterback Brock Vandagriff. He threw passes and delivered. It wasn't a flashy or showy day for the new offensive coordinator Bush Hamden's offense, but the team was able to methodically move the ball up and down the field all day. Vandagriff often being able to get his second or third read and deliver a good ball. Bo Allen had a good day in the second team with a few deep passes he was able to connect on. There wasn't a score kept, but Allen and the second team found the end zone often. Just a day after Mark Pope was named the new Kentucky head men's basketball coach, the UK 7-footer, known as the Big Z, announced he was entering the transfer portal yesterday. He had to wait to be approved by the NCAA and prove he wasn't paid to play professionally before playing in a collegiate game. UK fans raised money to put a billboard next to the NCAA's office saying, "Free Big Z." Shortly after he made his collegiate debut, had a couple good games, then struggled to find his stride. And in baseball, the Reds set third in the National League Central, picking up a shutout win over the Chicago White Sox, 5-0 yesterday. They'll wrap up the series with the White Sox today at 2:10, and you can hear the action on 96.3 FM WIVY. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast, here is meteorologist Emily McKinney.
We've got another great weekend day upon us as we're starting in the 50s, but we'll soon soar well into the 70s this afternoon with sun, and we've got wind coming back as well. For tonight, we're mostly clear. Lows will fall to the upper 50s. Monday may bring a very stray shower. Otherwise, we're dry and warm again. Highs continue to push into the upper 70s, then better rain chances develop midweek.
Thank you, Emily. Gateway Area Death Notice is next.
Hinton Mills has been making feed for livestock in this region for four generations. During that time, we've helped design and mix feed rations for animals that have won shows across the state and in some of the country's biggest livestock shows. We're now making some of those feed rations conveniently available to you in our own line of show feeds. Each bag of Hinton's quality show feed has exactly what your animal needs. No magic potions, just science-based nutrition made fresh with locally grown ingredients. Come see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their kids since 1918.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area death notices. William Lee Cofer, 86, of Salt Lick, passed away Friday at Baptist Health Lexington. Survivors include a sister, Lois Kingery, brothers Danny and Connor Cofer, two stepdaughters, Patricia McCarty and Amy Tomlin, two stepsons, Brian Bragg and Eric Billard, along with many nieces and nephews. Services 2 p.m. on Tuesday at the Powell Funeral Home in Salt Lick. Burial to follow in the Dickerson Cemetery. Visitation noon till time of services at the funeral home. The Powell Funeral Home in Salt Lick caring for arrangements for William Lee Cofer. And Johnny Dale Spencer, 59, of Jeffersonville, passed away Thursday at UK Hospital. He was the pastor of the Pillar of Truth Church and a self-employed electrical contractor. Survived by his wife, Rosa Spencer, sons Brian and Gregory Ward, daughter Renee Watkins, brother Terry Spencer, along with six grandchildren. Services 1 p.m. Tuesday at the Tall Funeral Home, with burial to follow in the lovely Amber East Cemetery. Visitation 5 to 7 p.m. Monday evening at the funeral home. The Tall Funeral Home caring for arrangements for Johnny Dale Spencer. That's been a look at Gateway Area death notices and a look at news this 14th day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
God lead leads his dear children along where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet. God leads his dear children along. Sometimes on the mount, where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Times in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire. And all the day long. When my way grows drear, precious Lord,